This article was previously published on Guelph Today. If you've been near the Ward area these last couple of months, you have probably seen a man wearing a toque, leather jacket, shirt, and tie holding a white board detailing a 38% property tax increase. Ryan Munier has been standing in the garden area underneath the bridge where McDonnell Street meets Arthur Street since the city of Guelph's budget was finalized. He's there at least 12 hours a week at various times. Munier wants the tax increase capped at 2%. Because I do accept that there's got to be a little bit of an increase, people's wages go up, things go up. 2% added to the base and then that's what the budget is, said Munier. He'd like to see the municipality focus on the needs of the city and not the wants, like the new library. I started to try to get awareness out there when I learned of the budget. I didn't realize the budget was going to be what it is, said Munier. His first sign said the increase was unacceptable. It now reads the increase isn't affordable, sustainable, respectful or responsible. The budget for years 2024 to 2027 starts with a 8.52% property tax hike, 9.79% in 2025, 8.03% in 2026 and 7.33% in 2027. In the next 5 years the total adds up to 38%. By adding the tax increases from 2023 until 2027, that is how Munier got 38%. Each fall council confirms the budget, so there is a possibility changes can be made. Mayor Cam Guthrie intends to use his strong mayor powers for staff to develop the budget to confirm it with a less than 4% property tax increase for 2025, previously reported by Guelph Today. Munier considers this a part-time job by calling it a public service. He's had people yell at him, "Get a job," as they passed by. He is 52 years old and a retired elementary school teacher for the Upper Grand District School Board. His house in the ward is paid off, but said he considers the property tax increase like a mortgage. Munier said he is in a fortunate financial situation, but anything could happen. He's received positive responses too, and people have encouraged him to keep doing what he's been doing. People seem like they want change, he said. Before he took his sign out to the public, he wrote to leaders and politicians at each level of government voicing his concerns. With inflation and mortgage rates increasing, it's not affordable, said Munier. So my concern was, what it's going to do to people here who are struggling to survive. He thought. People are working hard to make ends meet, and they're not making ends meet. He is concerned about the amount of unhoused people there are in the city too. You know, I feel like the council here should be taking care of Guelphites, not be concerned about what every other city is doing, said Munier. He's thinking about starting a local ratepayers association so he and other members could lobby on behalf of Guelph citizens. The group's goal would be to keep taxes low.